coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation. It's your host, Doug Hagman.
Welcome to Hagman. This is the Hagman Report for today. This is the 9th day of September, 9/9/21. Just saying. Again, the Hagman Report. Truth can't be silenced. HagmanReport.com. Two ends on Hagman. That's HagmanReport.com. And, of course, if it's a Thursday, it's Thursdays with Steve Quayle. SteveQuayle.com. Gen6.com, where you need to go to order the extinction protocols. I'm telling you right now, more relevant today than even in June, July, okay, August. I'm telling you, this is following right down the path of that Extinction Protocols Conference. DVDs and video on demand available there. Go to gen6.com. And for headlines, go to stevequayle.com. There it is on your screen if you're watching this. And I want to thank everyone for last 30-some-odd days, 1.558. There are 1.55 million downloads of this broadcast on Globalstar, iTunes, numerous platforms, including Rumble and Brighteon. With that, I want to welcome Steve Quayle, from stevequayle.com and gen6.com. Make sure you sign up for the Q-Files as well. That's a subscriber-based message from Steve Quayle, and it's important, and it's valuable. Steve, how you doing, sir?
Well, really good, Doug. And this is a critical junction broadcast of anything I think we've ever done. 20 years ago, we watched the takedown of the Constitutional Republic with the Patriot Act that followed the World Trade Center takedown. And as everyone knows who's watched and researched it, that was initiated by our own government. And, you know, Doug, what we're going to talk about today is the anniversary, 20 years. Now, think of this, ladies and gentlemen. We had 20 years to really do something to change the course of this nation. But we didn't. Even those who were, quote, Republicans in name only were the facilitators for the global New World Order. George Bush Sr. and his 1,000 points of light. That was a direct reference to Lucifer. And today we're going to talk about the Great Reset, but also the plan, Doug, and this is critical, the planned release, multiple cities in Europe, multiple cities in the United States. That information coming from the background to me is there's going to be such an overwhelming release of biological and chemical weapons in the major cities. Now, can I guarantee it? No, but I will tell you something interesting. There are 66 supposed places of release, counting 18 in Europe, 48 in the United States. And if you take those two numbers together, you come up with 66. This isn't biblical numerology. This is Satan's signature. There are 66 books in the Bible. Coordinated with that is a statement made in 1978, which I have asked Eric to put up. And I want people to understand this. This sets the stage for people to truly, who aren't suffering from cognitive dissonance, in other words, the ability they can't put two and two together any longer. But I want people to read this and see it on the screen. If we might, Eric, the David Spangler quote.
Yeah, we're working on that, brother.
Okay, yep, here it is. And God bless you again, Eric. I want people to understand something. The globalist, the United Nations, is composed of Luciferians. Their leadership have been global when it comes to the religious outreach. It's always been about Lucifer. Now think of this, 1978. And Doug, interesting enough, isn't it? That's, 33 years ago? 33. I think it's important that people understand that. That's the Illuminati signature. Now, no one will be part of the New World Order unless he carries out an act of worship to Lucifer. No one will enter the new age unless he receives the Luciferian initiation.
Let me make a correction on it. You said 33. It's 43, which is
43. Seven. I'm sorry. My math is off, and I apologize. One of those all-nighters. But 43 is an important number too. So thank you for correcting my math. I'm not trying to mislead anyone. It's just, brother, I'm going on vapor lock when it comes to sleep. That's not an excuse. It just happens to be the world that, you know, I live in at this point. And the point is that it's critical that people understand it. So, Doug, when you read that, no one will be part of the New World Order. And now let's play that, that 30-second plus spot from Australia. And I think it's critical that people understand this because we're watching the greatest draconian lockdown in the history of the world in Australia take place right now. So can we play that?
Yeah. And as we're fixing to put that up here, this is in the context of the Australian health minister, the lockdowns, okay. Folks, you can just watch it and listen to it. If you're listening to this on Global Star or whatever platform, go ahead and listen, or you can watch it and listen both. Here it goes.
Will exposure sites be put back in place, especially with reopening and people going back to pubs and stuff? Because are exposure sites still, will they be put back in place to be listed once we are reopening? Because they're not at the moment.
We will be looking at what contact tracing looks like in the New World Order. Yes, it will be pubs and clubs and other things if we have a positive case there. Our response may be different if we know that people are fully vaccinated. So we're working through a number of those issues, but we will have to reflect and learn that. But this is very much
New World Order, huh?
New World Order. And again, ladies and gentlemen, the vaccination, which is, in my terms, is the vaccination, with assassination in the, you know, second part of the statement, of the human race taking place before our eyes and the disassociation between the amount of people vaccinated and the new, if you will, outbreaks of the variant forms of COVID-19. They can call them whatever they want. But the bottom line is we're watching the complicity of the majority of people who have yielded to that being basically transmitters or shredders of the disease and shedders. But I'm also using the word shredders because what's happening, ladies and gentlemen, when a person sheds, they shred. That means those they come into contact with become, if you will, exposed to a very virulent form of a bioweapon. These are mutagenic mRNA injections designed to change the human DNA. Now, Doug, what is critical for, I think, people to understand a little bit about, and again, you determine where we go with this, but the amount, of human sacrifice taking place globally between today, 9/9, this is what's in the background information, and 9/11 to facilitate the maximum amount of fear and the maximum amount of control based on the fear that's going to be generated. So what I want people to understand is this is critical because what Doug and Russ and Russ's team and those involved in the work they're doing right now, and again, Doug, you know, you have my permission to step into this, is so critical because the elite, the Luciferian elite, is calling for 144,000 sacrifices worldwide. Now, I think people need to know that because, again, that truly is a biblical number. So based on what you're seeing, Doug, and you know, you go with what you feel you can say, is what you guys are doing a microcosm of what the call for that amount of people to be sacrificed worldwide? And by the way, that's nothing, ladies and gentlemen, to the amount of abortions that have taken place. But is that a microcosm, what you guys are working on, of that larger number, 144,000 children to be sacrificed, with emphasis on Christian children?
You know what, Steve? Yes. And if I can just kind of
go where you want to go.
Yeah, add some context to this. And this, folks, this is why I look like I do. You know, this is why I look, we, Eric the Tech and myself, another investigative team, but working on with Russ Dizdar, just got in like minutes before airtime. And, here's what Steve said, 144,000. you know, as a mockery to the Christians out there, the child sacrifice to Lucifer, to Satan, more specifically and more accurately. And what we're working with here, and this, this, I think this is important to really get across, Steve. When I see Russ dealing with individuals who are a part of this, and I want to be very careful how I say this because ongoing investigations and such, okay? But when I see, and when I hear with my own ears and see with my own eyes evidence that I can't show you right now, but evidence that will come out, hopefully before it's too late, that yes, there are satanic rituals taking place. And you know, there are two important points to this that point back to you, Steve Quayle, not you as a perpetrator, but you in your information. The Nazi aspect of this, when you wrote Empire Beneath the Ice, I don't know if you had any idea about how that overlaps into the satanic child sacrifice in human trafficking, because it's also human trafficking that's involved in this with the southern open border. So if you know what, ladies and gentlemen, I'll just say this. If you haven't done so already, two books, Black Awakening by Russ Dizdar, the link will be in the program description box, and Empire Beneath the Ice, because what we found, and again, I'd love to show you, but I can't. Steve, you saw one that, yeah, well, I think you've seen some of the evidence.
I've seen some of it, Doug. Yeah. I actually made the statement. I don't know how you guys can see the imagery, deal with the imagery you do. It is so, how do I say this? It's so far out of a human realm. It's in the realm of supernatural, demonic appetite for human flesh and human blood. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, this is not something that originated in God's created world. This is something that Satan introduced into God's created world to destroy the very image and likeness bearers of the living God. And, you know, what is very, very important, and I think people need to understand this, great detail has been, and I won't go into the, Doug, again, stop me if I'm going into any too much. And ladies and gentlemen, this isn't melodrama. We're talking about innocent children being absolutely blood sacrificed in the most extreme Aztec-like ritual and watching each, let's say this, following sacrificee have to watch what happens to the previous sacrificee. And it's so hideous, so horrific. And for the record, as someone who has been working on Aztec history and films and some of the experts that I have, that I have contact to, I mean, the Aztecs were cannibals, ladies and gentlemen. And the plain and simple truth is that, and here's where, Doug, I'll hand it back to you, the personalities that you're dealing with of demon-possessed individuals are talking about the FEMA camps and what they plan to do to Christians. Is that not accurate?
That's 100% accurate. And, you know, again, folks, if I didn't hear this with my own eyes, and, you know, people can say anything, all right, and I get that. But when you have information like this that is substantiated with investigative findings and corroborated by others involved in such activity, and then you look and you follow the, or you look in the background of the individual saying, hey, you know, I'll be a guard at one of the FEMA camps, and I'm going to be the one that's going to be, deciding whether you essentially live or die. And I'm going to make sure that if you refuse to take the mark, whatever that mark might be, you know, that you're going to come to me, at least in this particular FEMA camp. And this is local, for crying out loud, to me, local to me. And then, of course, hearing that there are many of these camps all across the United States. Now, you know, can I identify one? No, not at the moment, but to hear it, okay. So that, and the other thing too, the absolute, you know, Steve, I'll tell you what, I've read some things and I've heard some things that, you know, and seen some things. You can't unsee what you've already seen. You can't unhear it. And you cannot, you know, wash. I mean, you know, I have to send you something. When you read it, I don't know. I just didn't want to send it to you, but some of the most, it's just beyond description. But see, it goes back to what you said, what you've been writing about. This is real, Steve. I mean, not yet. This is real, folks. This is, and it's right now. And you know what? The clock is ticking. And you might say, real quick, one last thing. Well, geez, you know, you're only dealing with like this small microcosm of a larger thing. You know, what do you expect to accomplish? Well, guess what? If we could save a dozen, half a dozen, or however many, yay for us, right? Or yay for them, more appropriately. But this also connects to, in addition to Empire Beneath the Ice, this also connects to the southern border and the infanticide that's taking place, because some of the infanticide victims make it to these rituals. So I'm going to stop there and hand it back to you.
And why we're talking about something so pretty much hideous is Christians have lived, and I think, and by the grace of God, we've had a beautiful country that was basically founded on freedom and liberty. And also, ladies and gentlemen, it was even stated yesterday, and this is relevant to what we're talking about, in the National Archive, that they're saying that basically the Bill of Rights and the Constitution are suspect because of their, I forget the exact words, Doug, but in essence, their hate literature. That's what they're inferring. And so a lot of people who make this statement, I want everybody to take this statement out of their vocabulary. It no longer applies. They can't do that. It's unconstitutional. And they are doing it, and you watch the Constitution be shredded. And George Bush Jr. made the most, I would say, this astonishing statement. It's so infuriated, and the Christians just gave a pass on it. When asked about the Constitution, he took the name of the Lord our God in vain and said, it's just the name of the Lord our God in vain, piece of paper. Well, ladies and gentlemen, remember this. When they shred those items that gave us the freedom, gave us the blessing, when we walk in the ways of living God, the next thing is shredding human lives. And they're doing that right now. I'm using the word shredding. In other words, to tear up, to deface, to put into a multitude of pieces. And again, ladies and gentlemen, I have seen such a smug attitude in the professing world of jellyfishianity. Jellyfishianity is my word. I stand by it. Of people that think friendship with the world can fit into the same context as obedience to the living God. God himself said in Genesis, he's putting enmity. In other words, he's saying, I'm putting enmity. I'm setting at war my seed, the creation of the his image and likeness, God's image and likeness of mankind, against the seed of Satan, against the serpent seed. And what I'm talking about, the serpent seed, by the way, I'm not talking about this sexual rape of Eve by the devil. I'm talking about the sexual rape of Eve's daughters by the devil, who were the basically fallen angels. And by the way, Doug, this whole plan that I'm mentioning that's coming from the background is being orchestrated by a literal fallen angel in Washington, D.C. And by the way, it's not Biden, although who knows with that guy. But the bottom line is this is an actual fallen angel in what somebody said, an earth suit, masquerading as the head of a major department. And look at today now, Biden's announcement. This is what people got to understand. This is the title of today's program, The Madness of the Minute. Minute by minute, madness is expressing itself in new and insane, what would you say, edicts, commands, dictatorial decrees, all of that, and that every federal employee is going to have to be vaccinated. Anybody who deals with the federal government has to be vaccinated. Ladies and gentlemen, here's what is so obvious. Even one of the best, I'd say, scholars, Gordon Chang in a WND article, World Net Daily article, was saying that what has been launched by the Chinese spyware with full scale acceptance and financing from the CDC, that stands for obviously Center for Disease Creation, is now a world, I think, I forget his exact words, but it was like world ending event. That's what I would call an extinction protocol. Because again, everybody, when we, I've never had one, praise you, Jesus, a PCR test or an anal swab, the thing is that the DNA is captured. And with all of the PCR tests, and somebody who knows literally how many PCR tests, polymerase chain reaction, which, by the way, according to Kerry Mullis, who got the Nobel Prize for his discovery of PCR, basically said it was never meant to be used as a test. It was a procedure for gene splicing. I know a little bit about this, Doug, because before Kerry passed away, we were in contact with him through his wife, and we were going to try and get, if you will, an interview for one of the movies that still is in process, Yellowstone, Untold Secrets, because it was a bacteria. And I just want people to understand, in Yellowstone, Thermus aquaticus, that was in the enabling, if you will, enzyme, it was actually a cyanobacteria, to allow the whole PCR. So what am I saying? I don't want to get trapped up in detail. The bottom line is that the test was for the purpose of accumulating all of the DNA of the Western countries. Most people that even signed up for 23andMe, different genetic testing programs, all those companies were sold for billions of dollars to Chinese holding companies. So with the DNA, ladies and gentlemen, race-specific bioweapons are developed. So you can kill any haplo group, H-A-P-L-O group. That means with a common genetic thread. For instance, Iceland has one of the purest common genetic threads in the world. I don't know if you know that, Doug. It's so pure that people wanted to literally buy the DNA of individual Icelanders. And I think that was accomplished almost 10 years ago, maybe even 15 years ago. So understand, ladies and gentlemen, a race-specific bioweapon. And I, for one, never veered from when COVID-19 was first announced. I said it was a bioweapon. You can't poo-poo the people that have died with it. But they initiated the vaccine plan to acquire the DNA to be able to produce race-specific bioweapons. Now, somebody says, well, what do you know about it? 25 years ago, when I started on talk radio, I started dealing with basically race-specific bioweapons because it was the offspring of Project COAST in South Africa's CBW program, Chemical Biological Weapons. Why is this important? Because, again, Doug, we're going to see specific groups of people. It's going to be tested. It's going to be start to be tested, supposedly on September 11th. Now, if we blow their cover, will they put it off? I don't know. But I will tell you this. It's going to blow back on the United States. Just like 9/11, the rest of the world knew it, and only American citizens settled for the BS until they wised up. And for 20 years, people have been writing about 9/11, just like the Kennedy assassination. But what they don't see is this. It's time, ladies and gentlemen, to see what is in the future. The Deagle Report, obviously, Rockefeller's, one of his right-hand men, has been sanitized because up until about 6-8 months ago, it was showing the population of the United States by 2025 at 100 million. Well, doing the basic math, you're talking about killing 50 million people a year in the United States. Well, they've got to ratchet it up. And Doug, I believe that the purpose, and I was told this, the purpose is to exert maximum fear on the American public and on the major European cities. And obviously, you know, Paris, Berlin are going to be two of them. London is going to be one of them. And it's going to be a blamed, basically, and false flag just means you initiate something, but you blame someone else. It's going to initially be blamed on either the Taliban or some Middle Eastern. It's not they, and I'm not defending them, I'm just telling you, all of the, if you will, setting up for the big time destruction is in play. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm on record as talking about race-specific or bioweapons. So remember this, with the DNA, and my guess is because of world testing, my guess is the Chinese have at least 1 billion, I'm talking in excess of their own population, 1 billion, if you will, samples of Western population's DNA. Now, why is this critical? Well, because if you understand the history of China, look it up. Some people challenge me on this. Please, I'm not making statements I can't back up. The Chinese believe they're the children of the dragon. In other words, the heavenly dragon. And who is the dragon, you know, initiated? Or excuse me, it's typed with. Look up dragon in the book of Revelation. But the thing is, and they are meant to rule the world, and they are meant to rid the world of everybody but they and their ancestors, if you will, the Chinese DNA. So, Doug, this is an incredibly sinister, wicked plan that cannot be understood in the context of just the times we live in. This has been planned from Garden of Eden forth. The devil goes about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And unfortunately, even I would call apostate pastors I forget the guy's name, but one of the apostate who's denied the faith is saying those right-wing evangelical Christians, by the way, who are being vilified hourly, are wrong to make the vaccine a political issue. Show me in the Bible where it says it's wrong. I'll give it to you, Mr. Reprobate Pastor. Your body's the temple of the Holy Ghost. God makes it clear. He who destroys the temple will himself be destroyed. So, Doug, what I'm trying to get across is that now we're at the, I would say, what is it called? The fourth inning or what is it? The fourth quarter. I don't know much about sport. Fourth quarter in football, or I know this, the ninth inning in baseball, unless it goes into overtime. I believe God gave us overtime for 2 decades. I believe God pled with us to basically just do a simple thing, repent and understand what our future is. This is why the pulpits have been so devoid of prophecy. And I'll tell you why, because in the context of what we're seeing now, there's no time in history where you would have the ability to basically number everybody in the world. Now, I know that during the Roman times, the Romans had a census and all that kind of stuff, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the cry of those who want Lucifer's reign. And based on the word of God, he's going to have 42 months. The question is, when does it start? Some people, 7 years away. Are you kidding me? How many people have to die in real time for somebody saying, you know, maybe my chart's wrong. Maybe a lot of things are going to happen before Jesus comes. If they even come to that conclusion, I'm grateful. But where is the salt of the earth? And I keep asking God this. I said, God, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Lord, where is the Elijahs? Where are the Elijahs? And a funny thing, this is interesting. Somebody sent me an email and said, you've got an anointing. You call down the fire from heaven. My answer is, what makes you think I'm not? And I'm just waiting for it to happen. Because we cannot sit back and allow these little innocent, loving kids. And look what Australia's doing, ladies and gentlemen. 25,000 people, little people, children, forcibly taken and vaccinated. And so, and Doug, here's the thing I think everybody's missing. We're watching the literal abortion of the human race, abortion by mutagenic injection that is destroying humanity's fertility. And I don't know how to say it any clearer than that. So much so that I almost feel like, Doug, and I know you do too, and we're not saying we're getting off the air until we're taken off the air. But I keep saying, God, what's the use? What's the use? Lord, it's like we could have, we should have, and we didn't.
That's a great statement. We could have, we should have, but we didn't.
Yeah. Yeah. So brother, I'll turn it over to you. And I mean, this is your show, Doug, but you're so gracious and kind to give me the platform. But I think it's important that people understand How, and this is a question I want every one of the listeners and viewers, even our critics, to understand. We're right. What does that mean to you? If you're in the wrong place at the wrong time and you're in a city, and I don't know them yet, I know some of them, but until I get another mutual confirmation from an independent source, I simply will not say until, and look, ladies and gentlemen, all I'm telling you is this. When the angel glyphs, the fallen angel glyphs, a glyph is a symbol, a sign for some people that may be helpful to say every consonant, every vowel, every indication of every written language, they have characters that indicate either concept, words, or components of the language. Doug, what you know what's blowing my mind even now as I talk to you is the fact that what you guys are doing, you know, what Russ is doing, in and all of the angelic glyphs that these guys are finding, we didn't have. This is what blows my mind. I go, God, you're so amazingly cool and wonderful. But this was a time lock, Doug. And in essence, there was a time for this information to come forth. And now you, I, Russ, the people that know what's going on, and I'm not saying we're special, but I'm saying this. This is why so much slander came against Russ Dizdar. Slander came against Doug Hagman. Slander came against Craig Sawyer. Slander comes from the pedophiles in control of the press because we're trying to save lives. And Lucifer thrives on the blood sacrifice of the innocent because, ladies and gentlemen, we're redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Leviticus says the life, our human life is in the blood. And now even those who have been vaccinated with mutagenic components, whether it's graphene, whether it's all of the different luciferase, all of the different, if you will, components. Listen, we're watching the very destruction of the human race. We're watching the defacing of the image and likeness of God. And unfortunately, the people that maybe would even accept the fact of God creating mankind. By the way, I think it's what now? It's down less than 20%, 10 or 20% of the people claiming to be Christians have a biblical view. That's an indictment, brother.
Oh yeah. I think it's going to be in the single digits, or I know it's in the single digits in a certain demographic, but it's sad, Steve, how far we've fallen as a human race, you know. But one thing I want to go back to what you said about the glyphs and the angelic writing. Angelic doesn't mean what you think it means, folks. It blew my mind. If you can imagine this. Imagine looking at a person, sit down and write. Let's say they write a statement. Okay, let's say you're an investigator and you're sitting across and they write a statement. And then, you know, 10 minutes later, they hand you a couple of pieces of paper, and it's like, what's this? Stick figures combined with some doodles and stuff, but very, very well done, all right? And then it did happen. That's exactly what happened. And then at the same time, and this is what Steve Quayle is talking about, at the same time, Steve, and he's working on the glyphs project as well because of its relevance to current events. So Russ, recognizing what this was, sends it to Steve. Steve says, wow, hey, you know, these are glyphs. This is the old angelic or ancient angelic writing, demonic, if you will. Should I use that word demonic in this or no?
You can't. Yeah, a demon is a disembodied spirit of a giant. But what we're talking about, Doug, is the fallen angel language.
Right,
and I'm going to look right now, while you keep talking, I'm going to look on my email and find an example so people can see what the language looks like.
Okay.
I mean, this project has gone into overtime, but what Doug is saying, and you're doing a better job, by the way, my brother, than I am explaining it, because I'm trying to, you know, find it in my email, which has 100,359 so far this year. So the point is that, you know, I don't know how to search my own email, But I think people need to understand that. In essence, this project, which started 2 years ago, was started for such a time as this.
Yeah.
And I can say that's mind blowing to me. This blows my mind. And it takes a lot to blow my mind. And so in real time, Doug and Russ's team, and Doug as an investigator, the point is that, you know, unless the Glyph Project had been undertaken, we wouldn't have understood what's going on with all of the automatic angelic writing of those who are demon possessed. So what I think you're saying, Doug, demons have intelligence. Demons have skill to communicate. And demons are even aware of time. When the demons were cast out of the Gadarene demoniac, they said, have you come to torment us before our time? They know there's a time of torment. So continue on, if you would, about some of the revelations, and only go where you feel free to go.
Well, yeah, because this is the magnitude of this is beyond anything that I could have ever imagined. I will use this as an example. We're looking just this. When I say this, I mean Craig Sawyer's team and Craig Sawyer, Russ, myself, and Steve Quayle. I'm going to put him in there too because of the support services by way of the antiquity aspect of this, Epstein level at the very least. And if I can throw this out there, it overlaps into the military intelligence apparatus and world leaders as well as U.S. leaders and specifically. But then, I mean, that's kind of like the bigger scope of things. So the other part of this as well, you know, we can go to, my goodness, looking at just in one day, and Eric the Tech can actually verify this, in one day, we witnessed and obtained evidence of and submitted evidence, put away evidence, of everything from Empire Beneath the Ice to support Empire Beneath the Ice, Genesis 6, Steve's book, and Genetic Armageddon, all in one day. And let me tell you, okay, it's not, I mean, it's frightening. So that's the magnitude, the scope of this. And if, you know, Steve, if you have whatever you're going to show, if you found it, great. If not, you know, I wouldn't worry about it because that just makes your project even more valuable. But, this too, one of the things too, I'll just finish up with is we are talking about the integration, vertical integration between the satanic and current world events. Anything you're talking about, anything you're watching on TV or you shouldn't, I mean, the news, the events. And, oh, the other thing, Bohemian Grove. You think, okay, well, that's, you know, boy. No. Steve Quayle's been talking about it long ago. And the connection between Bohemian Grove, yes, it's a real thing, to these various nodes, the satanic or Luciferian nodes across the United States, whether they're powers, you know, political power figures or media power figures or other influencers. It's a real thing. And it to see that evidence, to see it, okay? And you may say, well, why haven't you produced it? Okay, we will. We are. But again, you don't throw out, we're still, this is an active investigation. There's still people's lives in the balance. There's still contracts out on people who, I mean, I'm telling you right now, part of this, the teams, they want to kill people, people like Russ and others, and I'm not going to mention other names, but so it's a work in progress. But Steve, you were right on the money ever since. But you know, to look at Genesis 6 Giants and to see the relevance to today, and Genetic Armageddon, to see the relevance. And how it, vaccine passports, if, you know, I'm not realizing the insanity of that statement, but, or that term, to, you know, to every, all of your works. It's just, I mean, it's mind blowing. So I guess in closing, in this, what I want to say is, in closing, I don't think I don't think you or I can overstate the importance or the lateness of the hour or the madness of the minute. The madness of the minute. I don't think we can overstate that.
Well, and I just sent Eric an example of it, because again, people can see this, that they literally, and look, I want to make it clear. If somebody like me that has ADD and I would, you know, nonlinear thought, there's a team of people coming up with this. They have to cross-check this glyph against 500,000 known symbols, okay? Obviously, you know, this is a big deal. Doug, I'm overwhelmed. Now, as soon as Eric gets it, if he can put it up, this is one of, they have variant dialects. They have variant, if you will, even these symbols aren't total. Remember, we're dealing with 500,000 symbols. And, you know, I mean, what you're seeing here is a thimble of, you know, 500,000 symbols. So, when you get it, please put it up. And Doug, then we'll leave this for the time being, because we got other stuff to cover today in this broadcast. But once people see this and understand, ladies and gentlemen, the one that I was looking for, and unfortunately couldn't find it, was the one where one of the most, how do I say this, historically prominent fallen angels is talking to Lucifer himself, who, by the way, has his own symbol, has his own hierarchy of language expression capabilities, and basically is saying, one of the fallen angels, and I don't even want to name him, it is named in the glyph, that, Lucifer, did you ever believe it would be this easy to destroy the people of God? Doug, that one took, can I tell you something? I won't use the word, but that was like the slap in the face for me. It was literally, literally tearing up God's image. And I want to put it in context. And Eric, when you get it, put it up and I'll stop and go right to it. But the thing is that it's like when a man has a girlfriend and they get mad at each other or vice versa, girlfriend, boyfriend, there's no way sometimes to take the anger of betrayal. Obviously, one of the parties is running off with somebody else. This is literal. And you've seen it in movies. They tear up the picture. They throw the picture frame down the ground. They stomp the glass. They're just doing everything they can to take out their anger on the image and likeness of a spouse, a cheating spouse, or girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever. This is exactly, ladies and gentlemen, what is going on in the fallen angel world. Now, look. People say, why do you want to talk about that? Because our weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. But when you need real weapons in the field, when someone's coming at you with, suppressed MP5s, and, you know, I used to have a shooting range, licensed gun dealer, so I have access to all that stuff and have owned almost everything that you could buy. And it was all legal, and it was all according to federal law. I'm just putting that in perspective. But there's times for that, but there's also time when God reveals the truth. So intercessors need to pray against the revealed truth of that God's giving to us, especially when he's revealing the evil. This is why, Doug, evil flourishes today, because the church denied the ability of God's Holy Spirit to give them power over the spirit. And you know this, when you guys go in the field and you know these people possess power, they possess future knowledge. They have an integrated, if you will, network of what's going to go on. I'm sorry, it's Eric, I don't know if you can lighten it up.
We can't lighten it up anymore, brother.
I'm sorry, but that's how it came to me. So Lebanon is expected to collapse this week. Have our team there. This is fallen angel stuff. This isn't, you know, the military. And this was like a month ago, or, you know, this was actually I think 10 days before the major explosion. And then if you know the history of Lebanon right now, no food, no water, no gas. I mean, the place is a mess. So Doug, what you're seeing right here is just one of the five dialects. So what you guys found is even, how should I say this, more salacious. Thank you so much, Eric. More salacious, more evil, more wicked, more disgusting, more perverse, and you can't even begin. So this is why, ladies and gentlemen, I have to be very careful, prayerfully, as the team does, to only release stuff that is not going to harm anybody. It's not about the knowledge of good and evil. It's about giving you the information to pray against. It's like somebody accused me. What do you want to do, Quayle? Open the stargates? I said, no, I want to close them, you dumbass. Sorry. Oh, you can't say dumbass. Well, if you want to act like one, it's a biblical term, dumbass speaking. Some people want to identify with Balaam's donkey. I want to, you know, get people to understand. That's, by the way, Doug, that's a biblical term. We as, how do I say this? We as claimants to Christianity on a global scale acknowledge that when we die, we want to go to heaven. But we refuse to acknowledge, to a large extent, the majority do, of the inerrancy of the Bible. We're now watching persecution being planned. Every statement that can be made against Christians, it's a Christian's fault. When you hear, and that's only under God's direction, what's going to go on? And Doug, you know what I came to the conclusion this morning praying in the shower about? I always fall back on this, and this is why I pray, and this is why, you know, I got international steamer trunk bags under my eyes. But the thing is that, God, what do I release and when?
And that's the key.
And I think people are hearing a miracle. We're describing that I had nothing to do, forgive me when I say this, I had nothing to do with the languages, nor did my team, that Russ and Doug and his team are turning up. I had nothing to do with that.
Which was mind-blowing. You know, yeah. And you know, it's beyond the languages. It's even, well, that's critically important, but the information that you have been talking about, you know, where we can pick up the phone and say, Steve, what about, you know, this aspect of, you know, genetic Armageddon, you know, reference, or, you know, pick a page from that. And you can expand upon that and how relevant that is to today. And I'm not trying to sell your books. I'm just saying, man, you know, all of this is now coming together. And before we leave this topic, you know, I just want to show this one thing. Again, you might say, well, this is just a one-off. Okay. And thank you for cropping that down. Folks, you know, you may not believe this. Okay. But that's me. All right. I suppose you can show my face if you want, but that's me. And that's a real human skull, and that's a real human femur. And there are people out there who, this came from an altar for human sacrifice. All right. That's where this came from. Now think about that, because you might say, well, you don't have any proof for it. It's just you're making this crap up. Or, hey, I'm from, for example, in my opinion, allegedly, reportedly from the Rolling Stone magazine, and you're full of crap. Okay. Okay. Yeah. That's what I can show you. But now think about this. The people in positions of influence, of power, in this case, having an altar made of a human, honest to God, human skull. And that's what that, and you know what, folks? That's the least offensive thing I could show you. Steve.
Well, again, Doug, is, interestingly enough, the one, and I think this is, and I'll have, and ladies and gentlemen, it's only because of a matter of time. We're rushing to get mega drought, banishing waters finished by the end of the month. It will be a miracle. That's not, that, again, I'm not trying to claim anything. I'm just telling you it would be a miracle because we're going to have a fundraiser for Doug. And what I'm going to show you is the alien control panel. I'm going to show you why Jesse's being followed night and day in Mexico by every major intelligence agency. Why every time he tries to upload pictures to me, new cell phones, new internet carriers in Mexico, etc., the people always interfere with it. But at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, all of the Aztec, and I want people to hear this, Doug, all of the Aztec symbols that were on what we call the Nephilim stone are absolutely being deciphered with such astonishing clarity. And I'll make a statement that most people don't understand. It was the aliens. And when I say aliens, I'm talking about the genetic manipulation of fallen angels. And interestingly enough, Doug, I think people would like to know this, but the word Mu or M-U, that was one of the lost continents that God judged in the Golden Age because it was before the creation of mankind, but the fallen angels had a civilization. And when they started experimenting with animals and fallen angel DNA, that's when MU, basically was destroyed and sunk beneath the sea. And so now they're finding new, interesting, aren't they? New continents that, like Zealandia, what you see in New Zealand are just the mountaintips of an ancient continent that sunk. Some people say it could be Lemuria, Mu, those are real names. But here's the bottom line. The bottom line is it was the aliens that taught the Aztecs how to sacrifice humans. The aliens, it shows them cutting hearts out. It shows them doing all kinds of horrific things. It shows them, and I won't put these glyphs up, the aliens having sex with the Aztec women and producing, if you will, something that looks like praying mantis people, okay? Praying mantis. If you know what the head of a praying mantis looks like, when we do the next fundraiser for Doug, I think it will be the most mind-blowing. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, you can hear Jesse, because I was challenged by someone I used to have respect for, and I called him on the carpet on it. He said, well, how did you hear that? It was a private conversation. Well, I said, evidently someone who's in your private conversation heard you basically saying you don't believe it. And unfortunately, he said, well, I was going on 18-month-old, information. I sent him the dig. I sent him everything. And, because he'd been burned, he just wouldn't accept it. By the way, I asked that individual to come in with me on the project 2 years ago. He declined. The thing that's important for people is, I think at this point, Doug, is to understand God said, surely the Lord God, his word, will do nothing except he reveals his secrets to his servants, the prophets. Now, I'm on record as saying that the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Jesus is the ultimate prophet. He's telling us all. Matthew 24, Luke 21, obviously the revelation. I want people to understand this. When someone starts quoting the revelation to you, even if it's the biggest pagan in the world, you say, yes, sir, but I want to correct you. It's the revelation of Jesus Christ that God the Father gave to his servant John on the Isle of Patmos. Because people want to quote the book of Revelation, including the British tabloid, that thinks any Christian that talks about prophecy is crazy. But they want to leave out that only one, the Lord Jesus Christ himself, was worthy to open the scrolls, to reveal the end time events. So it's not the revelation. That doesn't stand by itself. It's the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God, our Heavenly Father, gave to John the disciple on the Isle of Patmos. And I think that's critical. And I guess, Doug, as soon as we can get the stuff together, there'll be a special report, just like last time, for the Hagman Report listeners, the donors and supporters. And I promise you that your mind will be blown. Mine was, and I know this stuff. I've been working on this stuff for, 49 years. By the way, when I first got saved, my first year, I listened to Derek Prince's Spiritual Conflict series. And you can go to derekprince.org. And it's probably one of the most important series. Now, Derek didn't have it all because that's 50 years ago. But that's what launched me in this whole thing, because one of the questions I always get asked, Why did you get interested in this stuff? Because of two words, spiritual conflict. Let's boil it down to good and evil. And what we're talking about now in closing is such unimaginable in the normal realm evil. And not everybody needs to go there, but you need to pray for the people that are in the field fighting. And Doug, I don't know if you know this, but I called everybody to prayer for you and Russ and the team, because you guys need to be backed up with prayer. So ladies and gentlemen, there's more to this. And what Doug and again, I'm on with Doug and Russ and the team are doing is they're opening Pandora's box. And it's going to be so, how do I say this? So time important that people, if it makes people have to quit being lukewarm, if it makes them have to throw up, maybe that's what happens, Doug. I don't know. But I know this, that this is a critical point in time, space, and history where the information that God is revealing to his servants. And Jesus said, there's nothing that's been hidden that isn't going to be revealed. And ladies and gentlemen, you're watching it in real time in what Doug is talking about. And again, Doug, unless people have, and you have heard it yourself, but unless you've ever dealt in the real demonic realm, I'm not talking about the wannabes, the spirit of headache, a spirit, whatever, toothaches. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about real demonic possession by sentient entities that torment human beings. I'm talking about unless people have seen that, they can't embrace it and they will run from it. And that's why, you know, it's seriously, yeah. Jesus said, behold, I give you power and tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. And everybody goes, I don't want to go that place. You know, I mean, everybody will go to in the sweet by and by, but they sure won't go to the, in the name of Jesus, you unclean spirit, come out, you tormenting spirit. And I know people that deal in that realm and they're real. And I've also seen the fake. Okay. But the real is the real deal. And Jesus sent his disciples out with the power over the unclean spirits, except one group that wouldn't come out except without much prayer and fasting. Because there are different levels, and that's a whole different teaching.
But you know, what you said about the book of Revelation is so important because, from what I've seen, and, you know, again, 10 years, 5 years, even a couple of years ago, I wouldn't have been this dogmatic, but the power that is in the name of the authority and power that's in the name of Jesus Christ, I'm telling you, I would take that over the strongest human weapon on the planet. That doesn't mean I would abandon the weapons, but I would take that over every weapon. So, and you know, the other side, they know the power in the name and the authority that we have, in the name and the power and authority we have through Jesus Christ. I want to thank you for really, I think you were probably one of the first, if not the first, to introduce me to the power and authority that we hold as Christians in that name. So, folks, don't back down from anything because you have the power and authority through Jesus Christ. I'm telling you that right now. I've seen it. So, thank you, Steve.
Well, and we praise God for it, and I mean that genuinely. Again, Doug, what I think is critical for us to even continue on is, ladies and gentlemen, you're watching the destruction of the American food chain from producers, growers, if you will, those who raise cattle, those who raise anything from chickens commercially, you name it. Every aspect of the livestock industry is being attacked to rob you of protein, and should be a serious warning call to every American that's watching this program tonight that the two largest landholders in the United States of agricultural land are Bill Gates and the Chinese Communist Party. Now, the CCP. Oh, by the way, the largest pork producer in the United States years ago was sold to China. Oh, by the way, Tyson's having problems delivering chicken. So a bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken is now a bucket of Kentucky Fried Air. You're seeing the Tyson people, one of the largest, I mean, maybe they are the largest, meat distributors in the United States not having enough workers to come and work. And it's across the board. It's livestock processing. It's everywhere. So know this, ladies and gentlemen, the mutagenic injection, and you know, Doug, I love it, messenger RNA, and nobody can seem to understand the message. It can be taken at face value. It changes your genetics. And now, brother, tell me, why 2 and 2 no longer equals 4? You see the control, the mockery of ivermectin, horse dewormer. Well, that's just because there's so many horses' asses trying to kill off so many human beings. And by the way, ivermectin was brought into the livestock field. It was created for human beings. Hydroxychloroquine. Did you know that, again, ladies and gentlemen, the reason the slandergations, and a slandergation is the word slander and allegation, new one for your listeners, Doug, made up on the spot, but the slandergation of those who are even absolute pinnacles in the world of microbiology, pinnacles in the world of immunology, pinnacles in the world of genetic engineering, pinnacles are saying, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong. And yet they're somehow relegated to, you know, stupid right-wing fanatics. Well, some dumbass, smartass, ignorant ass on TV gets on and mocks the people who won't be vaccinated. Notice this, Doug, that the people that are being vaccinated, and vaccinated is my term for whack means at some point you're dead, unless repentance and different protocols are introduced. But there comes a point where your body cannot fight off the cytokine, C-Y-T-O-K-I-N-E storm, and you basically die. And again, going back to the Deagle report, Doug, I'm at a loss. No kidding. I'm at a loss to say any more than if people will willingly take the word of liars, I'm talking Christians, got to define that, over the word of God, over the statement of God, and allow, and Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is the best spokeswoman for this, they will yield to fear. She's talking about Christians too. They'll yield to fear, but they won't yield to the living God. They'll quote Psalm 91, or maybe not anymore, but they won't apply it to their lives. Look, either way, we overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony, and we love not our lives unto death. As you grow older, the O word, you look back on your life. And in my case, I go, God, thank you for forgiving me, but I wish I could have been more productive for the kingdom. God, I can't change anything in my past. I'm talking about Christian service. I'm talking about my passion to be obedient to the commandment of the Lord, which is simply this. To me specifically, this doesn't apply to anybody else unless God tells it to them. But if you'll be faithful, Steve, to warn my people, which I'm doing today, which I've done 26 years, I'll bring the people that know what's going on. I said, Lord, I don't know anything. I live in Montana. You know, God, you know, I don't even like to travel much, just FYI. I have traveled in the past, but even now I understand one thing. God said to me, if you'll be faithful, Steve, to warn my people, and that's open to discussion, but I'll bring the people that know what's going on to tell you not only what's going on, but what is going to take place in the future. God has been faithful, Doug, as sure as you and I have known each year. Like the information I'm just giving you on the coordinated false flag on 66 major cities of the world using binary bioweapons. A good example of that would be Ebola pox. I'm not saying that's what it is. I don't know yet. The sarin nerve gas, a combo weapon. By the way, one of the first combo weapons was designed by the Russians. It was called Novichok. And Novichok means newcomer. And if people read the back of my book that's out of print, Breathe No Evil, again, I brought that to the attention of the world. What launched me, and I'm saying this for listeners that don't get my alert. The only way people can get my private briefing is to go on my website, stevequayle.com, and basically sign up for a $9.95 a month subscription to private podcast and the alert. I have people saying, man, Steve, that's really cheap for what you're giving. I have people on my payroll, and I do. I have people on my payroll. I mean, I got to pay Darren, I got to pay Jed, I got to pay a lot of people. And so, you know, well, you sell fear to make money. I'm a businessman. I understand profit and loss, but I also understand value. And I understand, Doug, I've said this, I believe your viewers, listeners, where they listen, and my viewers, listeners, and subscribers to the podcast, look, my subscribers to the podcast get stuff I just won't put out publicly. And the reason for that is, they sponsor me, just like when the people sponsor you when we have a fundraiser. In my opinion, they deserve the, if you will, they deserve the cake and the frosting on the cake. And so that's what I'm, you know, the whole issue is time, you know.
Yes.
I just don't have any more time. But it's being done in the background. And again, I've tried to hire people. I'm not a cheapskate. I pay real living wages. I mean, real living wages. And the deal is that people forget the servant is not greater than the master. The job of the, like me as an employer, is to impart knowledge to my employees. So when I'm gone, like a vapor, I'm gone and I will be gone. The thing is that what you've done, Doug, and I've done, we've done, what Russ has done, all of our works go before us. And what was born out of love for human beings. And I got to tell you, there are times I have to repent towards certain enemies of lovelessness. Now, I never, and no one who's a Christian has ever been asked to forgive the devil. No one who is a Christian must forgive demon infestation. How should I say this? Hulls of former people. We don't have to put up with accusations and slander. We have to take dominion over it. And obviously, you know, one person found out, go ahead and sue me. Go ahead and sue me. We did. And we got a $4.5 million judgment, which will follow him all the days of his life. He may think he skirts it, but he has to answer for God. Yet I would say this, people that listen to that guy, Daniel John Lee, it's a matter of court record. You guys better be careful. Not that we're threatening to sue you. It's simply this, that the tree is known by the fruit it bears or the lack of fruit. And when everything is based on accusation, even the archangel Michael durst not bring an accusation against Satan. He said, the Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord, Jesus Christ, rebuke you. So what all this has to do with everything is done. We're getting now so many pieces of this is the interwovenness, okay? That's the best I can do with 10 fingers. Notice 5 and 5, not 6 and 6. And, you know, and it's not the church, it's the people. Look it up. Where are all the people? The point is that we're now at that time point where I would call it, and even the evil ones call it the convergence. Even the evil ones call it the gathering. Even the only people that don't get that they're numero uno in Satan's sights are the Christians at large. And I'm afraid that the Bible, not afraid that the Bible is true, I'm afraid that people don't recognize the truth of the Word of God, that if we don't have a love for the truth, we're basically given over to the delusions of the day. Delusions of the day. And that's where we're at right now. We are a deluded, D-E-L-U-D-E-D. We are a diluted, D-I-L-U-T-E-D. And we are a polluted, P-O-L-L-U-T-E-D, people in this country. And everybody, you know, wants to wish upon a falling star. By the way, the word falling star is associated with falling angels, fallen angels. So I think it's interesting that we now have watched the destruction of the executive, legislative, and judicial system before our eyes. We're watching it. We're watching the political assassination of men in law enforcement, women in law enforcement. We're watching the assassination of the intelligence agencies who now have, I would say this, been so complicit in the takedown and takeover of this country. And I won't apologize for this. We are undergoing a communist revolution. It's not a Marxist revolution. It's a communist revolution. It's a takeover and takedown. There is no rule of law. There isn't. So if you call it like it is, then people better see it like it is, because until they see it like it is, they won't be able to recognize the lateness of the hour. And I think that's what's really problematic right now. Go ahead, sir.
You know, it's very interesting now with Biden announcing his six-step plan to address the COVID crisis. And again, words that they use, not me. But so you're looking at this this integration, once again, a vertical integration between government and you know, private industry, including the tech, and especially including the tech oligarchs. Now, having said that, this at the same time that we're also seeing, again, to what you've been saying, this lack of, well, a food shortage, but it's a manufactured food shortage. And you said something one time and, recently and even less than recently about, you know, the selection won't be there. Selection will be a thing of the past. So all of this kind of combined together now, we're looking at something that, we're looking at a position and in the communist, takeover. You know, communism is just that step right before this Luciferian New World Order, this global this satanic New World Order that we played at the beginning of the broadcast. So all of this said, now I have a question out of all of that. It's not coincidental that Janet Yellen is saying, hey, you know what? We're going to be out of cash October 15th. If I can ask you, what does our monetary situation, and in particular what Janet Yellen said, where does that fit into all of this?
Well, I think that's a great question. And the love of money is the root of all evil. It's not money. It's the love of money that's the root of all evil. Debt, as a root word, I think it's death, D-E-A-T-H. Our whole, if you will, global economy is built on a lie. The amount of, and this is interesting, Doug, you know, the amount of U.S. debt stacked on top of it, I'm not talking derivatives, I'm talking the amount of U.S. debt is somewhere around $400 trillion, okay? So when you see 6.1 trillion, what Janet Yellen is saying, and I want everybody to pay attention, look up the definition of force majeure, M-A-G-E-U-R-E. I've been telling my podcast audience, my subscribers, what's going to happen for months. The first company, the biggest fertilizer company, I believe it's the biggest or second biggest in New Orleans, just declared force majeure, which basically, and I said the dollar is going to go into force majeure before it turns to forced manure, okay? And I'm trying to play on the words, obviously. But I think it's what CFS Industries in New Orleans basically declared force majeure. That means all of their contracts are canceled because the problem is beyond their control. Someone used to say it's acts of God. I said, nah, I would blame the devil, acts of the devil, AOD. Oh, AOC. No, AOD. Little attempt at humor. The bottom line is that force majeure is what Janet Yellen's saying is if we don't raise the debt ceiling, there's going to be no money to pay bills. Force majeure, as it applies U.S. dollar, is related to Operation Sandman, S-A-N-D-M-A-N. Operation Sandman is pretty much the oil, petroleum exporting countries. Understand, America's days are over. When they were under America's nuclear umbrella, the petrodollar was how all oil was traded worldwide and settled in dollars. Operation Sandman is the global oil-producing nations basically planning on ditching the oil dollar, petrodollar, at a specific point in time. And at that point, 130 nations. Now, look, how do I know this? Because people know this, and even my source of information, Dave Hodges' source of information, we never talk each other's sources of information for obvious reasons, so there can be no cross-contamination. I think Dave was sent a statement. I know he was sent a statement that said Operation Sandman. So understand, ladies and gentlemen, I can only go, you know, Doug, we get called on the carpet. Look, we work on shoestring budgets, what I call vapor budgets. And if it wasn't for the graciousness of those who subscribe, support, you know, do what they do for us, we couldn't tell them. So back to Operation Sandman. Imagine, ladies and gentlemen, 130 nations at some specific day. Supposedly, it's going to be 11:38 in the morning, which is 11:11, which obviously could be November 11th. Now, think of Yellen's statement in context of 11:11, when globally the U.S. dollar is, how should I say this, rejected in mass, and U.S. dollar value goes to zero. I can't tell you what happens to mortgages. I can't tell you what happens the life insurance policies, but anything denominated in U.S. dollars, no matter the face value of them, these T-bills, bonds, notes, oh, which, by the way, Doug, all of the major holders of those have already sold them, including Japan, China, of course, even though China still owns a lot of U.S. debt, but Russia is completely free of debt. Russia's talked to these nations, and Russia can do something we can do. Well, excuse me, Russia can do what we can no longer do. They can provide the protection. And I want everybody to know something. You can go on a specific site. I think we put it up about 2 weeks ago and see the radiation levels around Europe, the United States, obviously China, obviously Russia. And Russia's signatures are off the charts. And Eric, did I send you that? This is important and relevant, Doug.
I'm not sure you sent it to him, but you sent it to me.
It basically, it's showing counts per minute of, you know, that are astronomical and deadly, too, I might add. But what President Putin can do is, number one, he's divorced himself from the U.S. dollar. Number two, he's cut off Russia's intranet between the different provinces in Russia from the internet. The thing is, they have a kill switch. This is important. Thank you, Eric. Radmon.org. If you look up, and I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce these words, but look at how many zeros are after 482525. That's, pun intended, off the charts versus the one right below it, 11,094. We're talking, ladies and gentlemen, about huge radiation emanations. These can only come from nuclear weapon components that leave a shielded field, and are being put together now. Put together now. Doug, Russia has, and look, I'm not a Russophile, but I can tell you this. I used to read Jane's Defense Weekly, just, and I mean, seriously, I had a subscription to everything. I wanted to know everybody's nuclear throw weight. I wanted to know the latest fighters. I wanted to know the latest shipboard weaponry. This is when I first started on talk radio. And I finally said, I can't keep up with the modifications. But what I'm telling you those numbers indicate, take attention, pay attention, Pentagon, pay attention, you know, intel agencies. That is evidence, prima facie evidence, that new weapons are being put together from components. And Russia announced that they have their 100 megaton Tsar TSAR bomb. They have, I think, 40, 25 megaton bombs. And ladies and gentlemen, they're gearing up. And I want to share this, Doug. I said something very important, believe it or not, and I didn't pay enough attention to what I said. When the false flags that are going to take place in European capitals are tracked back to the United States, what do you think the response, go ahead and answer, what do you think the response of the world is going to be against the United States?
Well, like abandoning our allies, contempt, anger, and then retribution.
Retribution. Good word. Because, ladies and gentlemen, the devil is sinisterly wicked, and there is no earthly intelligence that can meet him except through the power of the Holy Spirit, and Jesus is giving his body, his bride, to be the understanding of what's at stake. See, there's no fear of the Lord in the land. If there was a fear of God, the fear of COVID, the fear of this, fear of that, would have had no basis to come to rest. But retribution, Doug, that was the R word. When there was no repentance, the natural fruit of a nation turned over to itself is retribution. And God will use the nations of the world to come against the United States. But back to force majeure. In essence, ladies and gentlemen, that's the day the dollar dies. I remember 49 years ago, Willard Canlon wrote a book called The Day the Dollar Dies. I think it was either the second or third book I ever read as a new believer in Jesus Christ. Then Mary Stuart Ralphie came out with one, and it was basically another takeoff. But it had to do with the dollar dying. Then there were many people writing about that because the debt was out of control. And then Ronald Reagan came in, and he put into effect the Grace Commission. And the Grace Commission basically showed all the graft and corruption in the United States government financially. But what happens is when we have the debt we have, ladies and gentlemen, what will the world do when the crash of the dollar crashes them also? When they can track back, and I don't know how many people will die. I don't know if it's hundreds, thousands, millions. But if you could track back 1 million, the only people that wouldn't do this, of course, USA, because we would take on China and call their bluff when the bioweapon Wuhan virus, when the gain of function funding came from Dr. Fauci. Again, Fauci, Goethe's play, Mephistopheles, the devil, sold his soul to the devil, and then has to pay up with his soul. The Goethe is spelled, and I apologize to those of you who are German, it has umlauts, but I think it's G-O-E-T-H-E. I remember having to, read that poem when I was in history of the theater. But the point is that we're at this contact point now, okay? Contact point. It's bone on bone. And so the retribution that will come to us will also be in the financial realm. Doug, let me spell it out. It was spelled out to me. Bank accounts won't exist in dollars. Checking accounts won't exist in dollars. Credit cards won't exist in dollars. Every dollar-denominated asset will go to zero value. Russia's wise. I believe Putin's one of the wisest men as a world leader in the history of the world. I believe that. I know the leaders of the world. I don't know them personally. Obviously, I wasn't having, ox blood with Genghis Khan. But the point is that we're now at this point where there's so much debt. It is no longer, how do you say this? You can't pay it back. You could never pay it back. So the only thing that they can do is default on the debt. And America thinks it's going to be in the driver's seat when we just tell everybody who's invested in us, trusted us, hey, our money's no good. We're bringing out a new currency. And to contact that like an atom bomb, President Putin says, our ruble is now back with gold, and we will only accept rubles for our oil or gold or commodities, which Russia is already doing. And the Saudi Arabians and all the OPEC nations say, we won't accept dollars for anything. We'll accept commodities. You're getting back to the basis of biblical economics. Gold and silver coins were basically traded for whatever, goats, donkeys, food, wine, you name it. But we're getting back to a barter economy. But those of us who will be in the barter economy will not be in the official economy. What are we seeing right now, Doug? We're seeing the economic assassination of the non-vaccinated, aren't we?
That's a wonderful statement. I mean, not a wonderful statement. That is a perfect statement, yes.
So fresh water, the most important commodity on the planet. Ladies and gentlemen, already the access to fresh water, if Americans knew how many foreign interests own the water in America, at least that which is still left alive, left viable, because water can become dead. And there's another interesting word. It's called eutrophication. And you know, it sounds almost like putrefaction, which kind of similar. Eutrophication means when you see a swamp or you see a wetland that used to be part of a river tributary or and had fresh water flowing in. Ladies and gentlemen, that when you start to see water lilies, I'm talking about the kind that float on the water, not the two-legged kind. When you see water lilies, you know that water inflow or input has slowed down. And what happens, whether it's algae, whether it's the different strains of plant life that grows, that water basically is dead water. And eventually it dries up. That's what we're talking about right now, Doug, that's happening in the Pacific Northwest, in the desert Southwest, even in Montana, the Mountain West. I think we've had 3 days or 4 days in summer, starting in mid-June, where you can't even see the mountains. And you've been to Bozeman, so you know what it looks like.
Yeah.
The thing is that we're now having, days that equal Beijing for air quality, because it's coming from all the fires on the West Coast. The fires that are in California are going to be record-setting. I mean, they've crossed the Continental Divide. They've crossed They've crossed the mountains in California. And the thing is, it's never happened before. We're watching the words never happened before, never seen before. We're watching new heaviness of hailstones. We're watching all sorts of things. And this is what people don't understand. America that you knew and I knew is dead. And only the resurrection power, not a political program. Remember, the current political program will turn into a pogrom. And a pogrom means millions of people will die. Stalin killed 5 million people under what I believe it was called the Holodrome, okay? I mean, Ukraine, 5 million people starved. Again, please, ladies and gentlemen, understand that we're in a, how do I say this? We're like a bicycle of individuals, and every spoke is like something new, evil, bad coming at us. And the key to overcoming all of this, and the only way that any of us are going to make this through until it's our time before the Lord, is, and he calls us home through whatever means, and I'm not even inferring a pre-tribulation rapture, I want people to understand something. Doug, today is 9-9. Actually, tonight is 9-9. That means probably tomorrow is a day that I would recommend, not in a panic, not in a hoarding mode, but to top off your preps. Make sure your gas tank is full. Don't do stupid stuff like try and fill plastic clothes bags with gasoline. Insanity rules the day. When there's a panic, insanity is a natural outcome. And I want to put everybody into a basic prep idea. Every one of us needs to be where everyone else isn't. That's one of my statements I started when I started. I didn't start it. I was one of the half a dozen guys or five guys that start in a big way on a national scale, but the prep movement, you want to be where everyone else is. You don't want to be in a parking lot when people who are hungry, you're coming out of a grocery store and they're starving. You want to keep absolutely out of sight, out of mind until they will come to your neighborhood. And I would encourage everybody that's listening to this to understand when Tyson Food is going out or shutting down, there go your whatever chicken, this, that, or the other thing. When you no longer are being told, or you're being told right now, that forget eating steak, we got basically insect burgers coming your way, or lab meat, okay? The thing we're not being told is what goes into the process of growing synthetic meat. And I want to make this statement. Anything that mankind tries to insert in the presence, or to basically insert something else like meat that God created, should be suspect. Because Doug, the elite, the globalists, the Luciferians, they want to kill everybody on the planet except them, 500 million. When I wrote Terminated, the end of man is here. It's not like the guys in the old days with, wearing signs on their body saying the end is near. The end is here. And you're watching the fulfillment of that statement in justice. Are you kidding me? There isn't any. There isn't any. Where are all the 95 million Trumpers? And by the way, I did vote for Donald Trump, and I'm on record as stating what I've stated. I'm not going to rehash that. That Trump would be used to divide the nation. Every aspect of Washington, D.C., was against that man, because every aspect of Washington, D.C. is involved in the deep state.
And if I can interject this, I'm so glad you said that, because, again, did you hear what Steve said? Donald Trump will be used to divide the nation. He didn't say Donald Trump would divide the nation. No, he would be used to divide the nation. Isn't it interesting that impeachment proceedings were launched against Donald Trump 3 hours after he was inaugurated, right? And people don't remember that, you know, the memories. That one didn't go anywhere, but other resolutions did. The subsequent resolution did. Yet, for what? For what? Really, virtually nothing. He didn't even make it to the Oval Office yet. Now, you've got Biden, who is leaving Americans behind enemy lines. And even worse, he is not just leaving them, he is identifying and handing over their names and biometrics to the Taliban, who mock us. 9/11, hey, you know, at the very least, what you're going to see on 9/11 is what we already have, is a hostage situation. Let me ask this, how many the so-called Republicans have even talked about impeachment besides Marjorie Taylor Greene? Nobody. You know, and we're supposed to be conservatives or Christian conservatives. Where are the pro-Trump Republicans in office saying we need to impeach Biden over this high crime and misdemeanor alone, this one? And yet, and plus there's more. Why? You know what? I guess I'll ask you why.
Well, because I think, I'll give you, this is a biblical, not a religious answer. The people of the United States know not the day of their visitation. Now, that's a scripture, okay? Not the people of the United States, but when God visits a nation, that's not a good thing. Because before he judged Sodom and Gomorrah, obviously the angel of the Lord, and I believe that was a Christophany. A Christophany is the presence of Jesus Christ in the Old Testament. He went down to see for himself. I believe that we are a blind nation because we lost the love of the truth, okay? God gave us over as a nation. I believe the nation's gone reprobate, Doug. And I believe that there is no saving the nation. I don't believe the United States is coming back. I love my country. I have fought for my country. I'm not going to say anything that I've done that people, what have you ever done? More than that, you'd wet your pants if you knew. So the thing is that I'm absolutely convinced that America is, how do I say this? We're economic Babylon. We're going to be destroyed. But the people of God, they that know their God, shall be strong and do exploits. We've lost our saltiness, the salt of the earth. We've lost our light. In trying to be friendship, being friends with the world, we forgot what the redemption of Jesus Christ cost the Son of God to redeem. And I believe this, Doug. I believe the remnant. And I'm already getting emails on, you know, people are seeing all of the military equipment going across the country. NATO will be the army of the Antichrist. It already is. Where are they now? They're stationed on the East Coast. Everybody's watching tanks and Bradley armored vehicles and MRAPs and all the stuff that we saw. Oh, that was given to the $95 billion. That should be enough to make everybody who's a taxpayer furious. But see, taxes are irrelevant now and will be because at some point there's no money to pay. And so you and I, and by the way, they will physically come for the guns. There are people who say that'll never happen. Yes, it will. 99% of gun owners, and I'm a gun guy. I'm a Second Amendment advocate. Have been for 26 years. I've owned shooting ranges. I'm familiar with, you know, a lot of weapons, military, hunting. And for the record, I quit hunting 20 years ago. But the point is that I'm not down on hunting. I'm just saying that most gun owners do not understand what's going to come against them. The late Greg Evenson, God bless him, you know, I mean, blessings to Greg, because he told people what was coming from a military standpoint. He was one of the most humble guys I've ever met. Even his own family, not his wife, Liz, God bless you, Liz, if you're watching this, understood what Greg really was involved in. And Doug, he confided in me because he knew I knew what I was, he knew I knew what he was talking about and that I wouldn't say he was crazy. And so why I'm saying this is this. Yard farming is another name for when the U.S. Air Force uses their assets against, quote, the Patriots. We watched that in the A-10s landing on the freeways in Michigan. And who is the governor of that? What is her name? Whitmer? And we saw what she did to the people of Michigan. So what we're seeing, isn't it interesting? We're seeing the vilification of Christians who aren't out burning down anything, destroying anything. There's a lot of our brothers and sisters who love Jesus that are in prison because they were at the wrong place at the wrong time. And that was Washington, D.C. They did nothing wrong. Well, Biden signed a blanket, what is it called, pardon, for over 2,700 Antifa and BLM people who had rioted. Doug, I got a call yesterday from one of my friends who is former federal government law enforcement, very high up. The fact that he even had a telephone call with one of the Oath Keepers was grounds for dismissal for him. Within his same unit, people who were in uniform, all credited up, cred means credentials, Black Lives Matter rally, taking their knees, everything that you could do wrong that you're supposed not to, they got promoted. He got demoted. And ladies and gentlemen, he said to me, Steve, this is a political assassination and hit on me and the other people that think like me. They're getting rid of every single constitutionalist in the U.S. military and in law enforcement, federal law enforcement. They're getting rid of anybody who even believes the two worst words in the world to the devils are the Constitution and Bill of Rights. So where are we at, Doug? We are a nation given over to judgment, God's judgment. Political rallies, you kidding me? 95 million people couldn't take back what a few million people did at that? That's what Cliff High is saying. The illusion that they've got more numbers than us, but what has, and here's a question I don't have an answer for. What has so neutralized, so paralyzed the, quote, right wing,
people. And by the way, Kamala Harris said, hey, they keep the records. They'll get rid of 125 million people. That should make a lot of people furious, I would think, especially the ones that basically believe that, you know, and I'm not belittling anybody who's military trained, any veterans, any people that love freedom. They will use their guns. And I love what that Marine said when he said, I have a word for you. And he was wearing a cowboy hat. I forget his name. You probably know the one. He said, I don't take this out and brag. And he brought out his Marine Corps uniform. And I thought, God bless that brother. And he said, but I want to tell you something. You come to my house to vaccinate me, I am going to kill you. Did you see that video?
Yes. Yes. And, Steve, and I'm glad you brought that up because, and God bless that man. But how many more people, you know, are like that or will react in that fashion? But, and I have a piggyback question. Why haven't we reacted, with appropriate contempt and force against the tyrants before this? But I think you answered that part. But how many more people are like him? But yes, I did see that. Thank you.
Well, I think that's why Jesus talked in parables, Doug. He rebuked the people, having ears you hear not, having eyes you see not, because their hearts are hardened. Nothing hardens the heart of a human faster than sin. And that's why we bewitched. Paul said to the Galatians, who has bewitched you? In other words, who's cast a spell? See, this is funny. People don't understand that the Satanists, the Luciferians, are cursing Christians night and day. They're invoking curses. They're sending messengers from hell against the people of God. And the people of God don't understand. King David said, I hate those that hate thee, you know? And he said, God, you stand up against the wicked. That's called imprecatory prayer. And at some point, we need to do a show on literally scripture by scripture of imprecatory prayer. Why? Can I ask you this? Why are Christians yielding to the slaughter? Because you only have two choices. If you go in to the FEMA camps, you will be slaughtered. Well, I'm going to go in and be a testimony for Jesus. That was given to me by a woman. I said, ma'am, may I be blunt? Oh, please do. You will be, how should I say this, sexually molested until you curse the day you die, before they kill you. To men, you will be sexually molested and things so horrible that I will not speak of them. I don't want to. And Doug, here's the thing. This is what is in the information that you guys are finding right now. Is it relevant? Heaven, yes. And I'm saying heaven, yes, versus hell, yes, because heaven is truth. Hell is the lie. And here's how I want every Luciferian, every Satanist, every person that's listening to this that would curse, and I say to you, your curses be returned unto you sevenfold, that you're going to come to the time when you would have been promised everything. And when you say, but Satan, I served you. But Lucifer, Lord Lucifer, I worshiped you. And he said, remember, I'm the father of lies. You get nothing. Because in this life, they thought the promise of the ultimate liar would carry through into the next. Ladies and gentlemen, contrast that with Jesus, who's the truth, the way, and the life. And I find it preposterous that most Christians will yield and have to the power, prince of power of the air, rather than simply read the word of God, believe the word of God, and ask God to manifest himself in your life. Doug, I don't know how big the remnant is, okay? But the word retribution, repay, remember, ladies and gentlemen, they're on record. This is what Kamala Harris said is just an offshoot of Larry Greifswald and the Weather Underground. The Weather Underground, when that was a big deal, Dave Hodges wrote marvelous articles against it, against it, but also to inform people about it. If you take the population then versus the population now, it's about the same percentage. Only these guys are on record of killing 125 million. Well, that's openly. But what, Doug, what the real issue is, 50 million people have to die a year to hit the Deagle Report's 100 million population by the year 2025.
Did you say 40 million? Just to be clear, 40 million?
No, I said 50 million a 50 year.
50 million. I'm sorry. I don't know why. Okay.
50, well, 250 million, you know, maybe even more than that. But so the great die-off is going to happen. I believe you're watching it happen. I believe people, I believe Christians are absolutely yielding to the spirit of the age.
Oh, yeah.
They're more afraid of a disease that actually, you know, real, that could have been conquered with ivermectin, non-horse dewormer. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, you have to deworm people too. You have to basically come against the protozoans in their body with, you know, a drug called Flagyl, F-L-A-G-Y-L. So, you know, the slander, and even Joe Rogan, you know, I mean, look at the flack they gave him. Christy Alley, God bless her, came forward and said, look, I got sick and I got on Joe Rogan's protocol, or same protocol Joe Rogan did, and people are starting to speak up. Eric Clapton, God bless him. Any guitar player obviously knows Clapton's talent, you know, truly one of the greatest musicians in our lifespan, in my opinion. And he came out and wrote a song against the vaccination because it almost killed him. Ladies and gentlemen, what was his name? Oscar De La Hoya? They were talking about giving him ivermectin short on. I believe he got out of, thank God, he just got out of the hospital, maybe today. But I think it's important that people understand you're seeing medical murder taking place before your eyes, because big pharma, which, by the way, Doug, the big pharmacy companies in this country are an offshoot of the German pharmaceutical industrial base, the great-grandchildren of Hitler's age, yes. Maybe the great-great-grandchildren by now, still have almost infinite amount of funding. Quote Bill Gates, there's no higher profit margin than in vaccines. And ladies and gentlemen, again, what's even more important than that is, remember, these are the people that want you to eat insects when they really are meaning, you know, basically eat a certain word and die, because you can't live on 1,500 calories a day. That's starvation diet. Yet the smart toilets, the smart urinals, and the smart asses intend to monitor every one of your body functions. The new advanced phones, okay?
Right.
Have a technology, Doug, that they can monitor all your body functions even while you sleep.
Yeah. And you know, so, I'm longing for the age of 8-track players and rotary, you know, dial telephones.
Me too. And Hurst 4-speeds and 400 horsepower, you know.
Yeah.
Those were the days, my friend. I'm sorry they ever ended, you know. But again, there was something cool. All the cool stuff happened when a nation prospered. We were the desired nations. We literally were the country that was set upon a hill, that all the world that was suffering under communism, that was suffering under brutalism, fascism, dictatorial, murderers, sons of hell. And yet we had that word, that most important word, ladies and gentlemen, actually goes hand in hand, freedom and liberty. Look at what freedoms you no longer have. Look at what liberty you don't have. And watch the poster children for the New World Order with their health minister telling you that. Listen to what I said and what Doug put up, quoting David Spangler, 1978. And again, thank you for correcting me, Doug. I'm 43 years, not 33 years. The United Nations is not your friend. Every religion, okay, not Christianity. Every God, every demon, every fallen angel, okay, but not Jesus. Jesus said they hated me without a cause, they're going to hate you. But he also said, behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And people think that is just assumption. Oh, I'll just rebuke them in Jesus' name. They'll go away. No, they won't. They'll bash your head in with the butt of a rifle. And remember this. And Doug, here is it. Ladies and gentlemen, to even quote President Putin, He told the American people, never give up your guns, because he knows what's coming. And he knows Operation Sandman. Doug, I don't think people understand what the inner cities are going to be like. I don't think people can embrace it. Look, I can embrace it intellectually, but I can't. I can embrace it intellectually, meaning understand what's going to happen, but I can't deal with the emotions associated with that. It's just like you. You understand, and Russ understand, all of the technicalities now. And brother, I told you, you're thrust into a world that is the darkest world that exists. And that's a world of pure, unadulterated evil. But the emotions, Doug, is this a fair statement? Because I don't want to put words in your mouth. I told you when you said, hey, Steve, I'm going to send you some stuff. I said, you know, be careful. I said, Doug, I cannot cope with the emotions of seeing those young people slaughtered. Isn't that the conversation?
Yes. Yes. Period. You can put an exclamation point after that. Yeah.
Yeah, my favorite punctuation, somebody says, why do you use exclamation marks all the time? I said, because that's the only punctuation mark that counts. What? Does a period get your attention? Nope. Does a comma get your attention? Nope. An exclamation mark. Because an exclamation mark is a proclamation. And I use them. If I use 3, 4, 5, or 7 of them, I'm trying to get a point across. And unfortunately, again, Doug, at this time in history, I don't think people recognize it's the madness of the minute and the sin of the second that is basically going to put us into such a world of hurt that all of the smug comments, people can deny that we're just crazy conspiracy theorists. I just say, nope, wrong word, conspiracy realist. Conspiracy, define it for me. And some of the dumbasses, oh, you use that word 4 times. What kind of a Christian does that? One who's fed up with the innocent slaughter of the innocents. One who's fed up with the lies. One who's fed up with the brutalization of anybody who stands for freedom and liberty. One who's really fed up with the way our veterans are treated. One who's super fed up with the plans to starve my fellow countrymen and women into submission. Bob Griswold and I did a program together, and maybe it was on your show, but talking about what went on in Stalingrad. Most people don't know even what went on in Italy after the war. Women would sell themselves for a tin of sea rations or whatever they were during World War II. People would sell their children because starvation makes you mad, M-A-D. Your body needs food. And so does your spirit need food. And the spirit food, Jesus made it clear, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. I'm not just some, quote, what do they call me, a Bible thumper? No. I'm telling you that I've read the book. I know what the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom God the Father gave to John, his servant on the island of Patmos, is all about. But we've come into, Doug, a place where there's no freedom. And the Bible says where the Spirit of the living God is, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. You tell me, ladies and gentlemen, where you see liberty. You tell me in Australia. And by the way, the plan is to take out the Five Eyes nation, obviously Canada. By the way, Trudeau was greeted with, thank God for the brave Canadians, with contempt and chanting. And we're watching the same thing in Biden. Kamala Harris is, you know, basically being heckled by Californians during the Newsom rally, gruesome Newsom. And so, ladies and gentlemen, you're watching right now the dissolution of what was formerly United States and will be the disunited states, and then they will become what I would call the conquered regions. Because when the people of the world see the great evil that the United States has partaken in, 20 years in Afghanistan, you think you can cut a deal with the Taliban? Oh, by the way, we'll give you $95 billion in military equipment. Oh, by the way, we'll give you access to the military databases. Oh, by the way, we'll give you the genetic access to all of the Afghanis that we took who work for us, who are being systematically executed. And oh, by the way, we're going to destroy our country by allowing, 1,000, 10,000 former ISIS Taliban members to come in? Oh, by the way, won't be disarmed. And I've told everybody, isn't it interesting? The only people they want to disarm in the United States are pretty much white Americans. It's not a racist statement. It's a realist statement. And why white Americans? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you something. The revolution was pretty much white and not Americans at that point, but immigrants. And they wanted freedom. They put a value on freedom, Doug. I guess this is the bottom line. They put a value on freedom, having been lived in totalitarian control. And now, ladies and gentlemen, those of us who have had the greatest freedom afforded, the greatest blessing in history, are giving that away because we're too freaking lazy to understand what's at stake. We watch our children be pretty much neutralized, both boys and girls, from ever having babies. We're watching pregnant women literally, you know, having babies die at their breasts that are nursing. We're watching 70, 75-year-old women come into menses. We're watching blood clots. How many people do we need to watch having neurological breakdowns? How many people do we have to watch with some of the most gruesome manifestations of what these vaccines? And let me make this clear to everybody. The true number of people dying from the vaccination is covered up under a matter of national security because they don't want you to know they're killing us all. And that's why, Doug, there's never been a more important time than people to get right with Jesus. The scripture says, though your sins be as scarlet, I'll make you as white as snow. Jesus said, all who come unto me will I in no wise cast aside. And I think it's time for Christians who basically been fence straddlers. Any of you who are males know you straddle the fence, you lose your balance and it's an ouch moment. And everybody goes like this because you go, ouch. The point is that there's no more time for straddling the fence. You know, multitudes in the valley decision, for the days of the Lord are at hand. I don't mean the literal day of the Lord at hand. I just want to make that clear. But we're now seeing the days that Jesus warned us of. Oh, go ahead. Fight. Quail thinks we started the tribulation. It's still 7 years. That attitude, I guarantee you, those people won't see 7 years. Because if they won't stand for Jesus now, well, I'll just wait until I've got to stand for Jesus. You don't have what it takes, and you won't make it. Because none of us will make it in our own strength, in our own mind, in our own power. None of us will. But there is the word freedom and liberty worth dying for. That's what the veterans who fought in all the foreign wars and all of the occupational wars, and then they're told they got to take a mutagenic injection that will maybe kill them, that will basically, if they're going to have children, probably prevent that. That could give them a neurological breakdown. What would you do if you were a force recon Marine or somebody who is like God bless that Marine that resigned his commission and said, I'm not going to just let this one pass. Everybody who's left in the military should have stood up for that guy. Very few did. What's his name? Schiller? S-H-I-L-L-E-R? I have so much respect for that guy. He gave up $2 million of his benefits because he wasn't going to let the memory of the soldiers he fought with and died in Afghanistan. And what do? We sit on our hands and watch 1,000 Americans still stranded. Well, 100,000 Afghanis are brought out, and the State Department, and I call that Lucifer State Department, gives the orders to block the Americans from leaving, to block the Christians from leaving. Glenn Beck raised $20 million, and he was stopped by the State Department.
That's right, Steve. You know, and that's a story that you have to see. We're out of time, brother. I can't believe it. 2 hours, man. Wow. Thank you. Appreciate it. All right. Take care. Folks, Thanks, that was... Bert. All right. Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, Gen 6 HagmanReport.com. You just went through an entire program of the Hagman Report. Thanks for sticking with us. We really appreciate that. And thanks for all of the support and prayers. May God bless. Have a great night. We'll be right back.